How many times have you fallen? My first stumble was when I was 18. It began with a tumble down an up escalator. 7 stitches in my shin, a severed nerve. It ended locked in my first psych ward. In between, as I fell, the world's colors spoke to me in emotions. They whispered at first, then screamed. I left all these cryptic messages around my college campus, trying to throw a strange and elaborate Halloween party, one where you, my guest, would be able to find just what you were looking for. That doesn't make sense. Taste and see. Maybe a fall from grace is an external decline in status. Maybe it is the internal disintegration of the self. Often it is the lesson that nothing is permanent, and at any moment it can all just disappear. The horror sits inside my chest and physically drags tears out of my eyes as I struggle to hold on to the memories of the inflection in a voice, or the lines around the eyes, smooth thumbs, the smirk of something gone too soon. We like to think that the alternative to the garden is chaos, when really it is danger. Maybe we've forgotten how to relate to the natural world, but the ancient Hebrews had no choice. A garden is often enclosed, hidden, set apart, with a gate to keep the lions out. A garden is deliberate. Ask my best friend, the poet. She tends to her garden, cares for it, weeding and watering, and expecting what in return? Chesed is the biblical word for a love that expects nothing in return. A mother's love for a newborn, God's love for his people. Here in Genesis 3, we are millennia before, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And yet God so loves the brave new world and the 2 people in it. A garden is not a farm, nor is it a park, for they all exert control over nature. But is God's garden perfect? If so, what kind of wilderness does God subdue? And why is it that the snake already has the knowledge of good and evil and free will and disobedience? Why is the woman blamed if she wasn't there when God told the man not to eat from the tree? Why was the tree in the garden to begin with? And did God know what would happen? If we read this story as a moral lesson, as it's so easy to do, we must place blame. And that blame seems to fall on the still unnamed woman. However, this is not a story of good and evil, despite the type of knowledge we're talking about. The snake is not evil, but cunning. The fruit is not evil, and neither is Eve. Why is there evil? I don't know. But I know this story is not answering that question. This is not a story of morality. We all know how it is now. It shouldn't be this, but it is. This is not a story of why the snake lost its legs, but a story of how. And the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not be doomed to die, for God knows that on the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will become as gods, knowing good and evil." What if I told you this is not all that there is? That with just a bite, you too could open your eyes, see what's beyond our comprehension. Are we in a matrix or a multiverse? How many times have you lived this life? Would you? Eve never had a chance. Her role is to succumb to temptation so that the world may be born. Eve, meaning mother of all that lives. Personally, I would eat the fruit. What is there to know? Taste and see. Do you think they lived the rest of their lives longing for Eden? Or is it in their transgression that their lives begin? Theologian Martin Buber argues, but at this point, the process in the human soul becomes a process in the world. Through the recognition of opposites, the opposites which are always latently present in creation break out into actual reality. They become existent. The world is one of opposites, fortune and misfortune, delight and repulsion, order and chaos. Genesis 1 has set the mythological stage with God as a creating God, a categorizing God, a naming God. Perhaps that is what it means to be like God, but what else? One of the textbook characteristics of mania is receiving messages from the divine and or believing oneself to be divine. Maybe in a different era, these are received as prophetic. In my experience, mania scares people because of its recklessness and impulsivity, but also because it just doesn't make sense. Because it doesn't make sense, it's hard to anticipate. But my mania always makes sense to me. There is, I mean it, a method to the madness. Blue was calm, but too much blue was depression. Green was growth and overwhelm. Yellow, happiness, then ecstasy. Orange, warmth, but soon anxiety. I dressed loudly for months before my mood stabilized. It felt to me at first like a paradigm shift. There is more to reality than what I thought. There is more to me, too. The mania made me someone else. In a way, I still mourn who I was before it. As they are cast out of Eden, God makes Adam and Eve skin coats to protect them. I'm not sure if the skins are animal skins used as clothing or human skins to contain our divine being. But either way, I imagine God crying. These skins protect us, but they do not keep us safe. They are fragile. There's no imperative at the end of the chapter. It is not be fruitful and multiply. It is toil that ends in death. Why? I don't know. How? And yet, how boring it must have been. Do you really want what you lost? My garden closes for inclement weather. It has been quite a while since I visited her with the cold. I miss it just as I miss sweating, dancing in the street with light up headphones, silent disco style. The good comes and goes, but it comes. Taste and see.